College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQA. I want to let you guys know one more time about Stars and Strings. Stars and Strings is coming on back to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We got your chance to see all of your country music favorites together on stage. Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more. It's going down on November 6th for your chance to win tickets. Today's code word is strings. Text that to 20357. Text strings to 20357. If you guys want to buy tickets, go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right. This is a sad story for me. Headline from the New York Post. Florida man arrested for allegedly killing, cooking, and eating pet peacocks in bizarre revenge plot.
So you know what's funny? I was sitting here on my phone and I saw the headline that he killed and ate his peacocks, but I didn't see the rest, so that's interesting. Do elaborate.
Interesting how you would be interested in that story. Before we even got in here today. Just saying. Of all the stories that are going on in the world, that was the one that you had your radar on, huh?
It wasn't in my radar. It just somehow showed up in my algorithm.
It feels like it was in your radar.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Anyway, Craig Voigt. He was arrested last week after placing an outlandish letter in his neighbor's mailbox to tell her that he had killed and cooked his peacocks because, quote, she continued feeding them.
She? The girl?
Yes.
It wasn't me, guys. I'm sorry. I swear.
We sure? Where was your whereabouts last week?
He didn't want her to feed his peacocks.
That's right.
So he marked them.
He cooked those peacocks.
Shouldn't he be mad at her?
He said, Voigt described killing... killing the birds by cutting the peacock's neck with a knife and then cooking it in a frying pan.
Tasty.
He delivered the letter to the neighbor to prove a point that he will continue to kill his pet peacocks if she continues to feed them. A strange way to get revenge.
That's just weird. Yeah.
You guys want to see a look at this guy?
Yeah.
I'm so mad at you, I'm going to punch myself in the guts.
Does he fit the type? Does he fit the profile?
I can't
profile?
Say that he doesn't
wait,
fit the
wait,
type.
Wait. Vlad. Let's start off with this.
What's the profile? Intangible. Definitely intangible. Thin, probably skinny, frail, maybe long,
long beard.
Woodstock. Yeah, like Woodstock, long hair. Look like you might have a hair lice.
Might have used to have
hair
it.
Lice?
You know, maybe
you
had it for a while. Well, this is the old peacock cook, and this is what he looks like.
I'm not. Yeah.
Fits, oh my goodness.
Fits it to the T.
Yeah.
Fits it to the T.
Wow.
He said, according to this report, while being taken to jail, Voigt allegedly chillingly told police that he, quote, plans to kill all his pet peacocks to prevent anyone from taking custody of them. That's some weird sick stuff, man. Damage is done, my friend.
Wait, does he like the peacocks?
He loves
somebody
them.
Somebody has pet peacocks has, like, you know, relationship with them, or, like, you know, I don't understand why he got a problem with the peacocks.
Well, he has a problem with anybody else thinking they can be near his peacocks.
Don't have peacocks in your yard. Like, people just gonna look.
Does this guy look like he can be reasoned with, Leroy? He's got one eye barely open.
I just think he only has one eye.
Have one eye.
I think he only has one eye there, buddy.
Are you sure he's not squinting?
No.
I don't think he could squint.
He can't squint. What, is he winking during his mugshot, Tobin? Wink. Wink. I tell you what, he does look like the kind of person that if he suggested he would eat his peacocks, dude is going to eat the peacocks, right?
What do you got for damages done, Leroy?
So, my damages done is going to go to all my Florida State friends who were talking about Miami, and I merely suggested, don't go in there on Friday and lose to Virginia and then mess up game day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I got ridiculed and laughed at, made fun of. So here's what I would like to say. You have ruined it for us. You went and lost to Virginia. You can't make it up. Don't then try to give us a primetime game, Florida-Miami, Florida State-Miami. Don't try to still put it on primetime without game day. No, the damage is done. Florida State ruined it. You lost to Virginia, an unranked team, as a top 10 team. You got the field bum rushed on you. It was just like, yeah. And there's nothing worse than the losing coach having to try to find the other coach in the middle of the chaos. Like, man, I listen, this is not a sportsmanship thing with me. But if all them people ran on the field, I would have just told them, tell him I'll holler at him later.
Nah, you fight.
I'm out.
Crazy, man. That was a wild scene.
Damage is done.
It was. Like, it was a good game if you didn't know one team was ranked in the top 10. Or the top, was it top 5?
No, they
weren't. No, they were top 10.
They were 8. Yeah. They were 8, right? 8. Yeah.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, besides me putting myself in that whole thing where you guys were questioning me and my whereabouts last week with the peacock situation.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was in St. Augustine, and I was actually around a lot of peacocks.
Well, this guy was in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Not yes, far from St. Augustine. It wasn't me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
Anyway, the Miami Zoo Aquarium is finally coming to a close, guys.
It's still hanging around? Who's still going there?
Yeah, I thought it was closed for a long time, and it's not. But it's coming to close now.
Wasn't Ursay trying to get Lolita out of there before he kicked the bucket?
Didn't she?
No, it was way before. Maybe he was going to spend millions of dollars to fly Lolita to the ocean.
Hmm. Yeah, but she died, right?
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they let her go.
Rest in peace to a legend.
Died. Yes. So the damage is to all the animals that did die. It was over 250 marine animals.
Wow.
Since really? It opened, yes. And now they're going to go ahead and try to transform it into a marina. And
a marina?
Yeah, another marina next to a marina.
Just what we need.
And they're going to put a aquarium.
Well, I like aquariums.
I know, that's why I mentioned it. And it focuses on the education and conservation of marine life.
Well, let me know if they need me on the board.
If you can't, can you concentrate on that? If you got animals in a fish tank? See what I'm saying?
There's a place up in there's a place.
It's just it's like that's just a smaller Sea World.
No, I mean like, you know, it's like we're not talking about like a thing that needs a whole thing. Those clownfish.
You know they're gonna have sharks.
Clownfish live in the same coral reef.
Technically, there's sharks in the one not so far around the bay, which is
we saw sharks in the one in Vegas.
No. Yeah. There's the one that's the Frost Museum. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, right there.
They had something with sharks too, where like they weren't taking care of the sharks that great. I don't know if they fixed that.
I mean, why we?
At least maybe, I read that in a report.
I'm gonna just throw this out there. Maybe it's not the fact that these animals have been kept in captivity. Maybe it's the way the people are taking care of these animals.
Perhaps.
Anybody ever thought of that? Because there's a lot of seaquariums and stuff all over our country that are awesome and don't have those same complaints.
Well, that's why they were saying that the facility was outdated and harmful.
Dude, let me tell you something about Miami Seaquarium. When you walked in there as a child, you knew it was outdated. All right? And that was 30 years ago. Maybe more.
Man,
I probably went to Miami Seaquarium maybe the first time. It was like 33 years ago. I was six, and I thought it was sad. And that's when they didn't respect marine life at all.
Right. So that's the bigger problem, right? And I'm just like, I don't know this to be fact, but I'm just assuming with all of the aquariums around the country, and some of them are like great, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one we went to Vegas was cool. The one in Atlanta is cool, right? Maybe it has to do with how they're taking care of the animals.
Perhaps.
Leroy, some animals would die. I understand that, which makes my point even more.
That's why the damage is done.
That's why the damage is done.
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Damage is done.
James Franklin.
Ah, yeah.
He can't beat Oregon.
Beat Oregon? He can't win a big game against anyone. He's the Mike McDaniel of college football. That guy.
Oh, would it be Mike McDaniel who can't get? No, he would be the John Harbaugh.
Nah, Harbaugh got a Super Bowl.
Oh, all right.
Remember, we talked about this. You mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. Ring protection. That's the only thing that there's certain guys, ring protection, like Harbaugh and Tomlin, saves them. Other guys, they don't. But James Franklin, how many times you're going to face a top-ranked team at home, a whiteout? By the way, I don't want to be part of a whiteout. Mm-mm. Not me. No, sir. But there was 113,000 all in white. Boring game in the first half. Fun game in the second half. And Drew Aller? That's another guy that needs the damages done. I don't want to hear anything about this guy being a first-round pick.
He's been in college for like 7 years, right?
Well, he stinks for those 7 years. And he's supposed to be a first-round pick? No way. No siree, Bob. Not me. Not drafting that guy. Yeah, James Franklin. You're going to get in the college football playoffs because, you know, that's the only big game you have, and everybody loves Penn State. But damage is done for losing against a top-ranked team at home.
Damage is done.
Don't forget, you got to say again.
Again.
Yeah. Crazy, man. That is damage is done. And always love getting that in on a Tuesday. And Sports Talk at WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.